ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 19 టెక్స్ట్ 26. తం ద్వష్ట వర్షం సుకుమార పాదా కరోరు బాహ్వ అంశ కపోల గాత్రం చార్వ ఆయతాక్షోన్నస తుల్యకర్ణ శుభ్రు ఆననం కంబు సుజాత కంఠం. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. తం ద్వయష్ట వర్షం సుకుమార పాద వర్షం సుకుమార పాద కరోరు బాహ్వ అంశ కపోల గాత్రం కరోరు బాహ్వ అంశ కపోల గాత్రం చార్వ ఆయాతాక్షణోస్ ఉన్నస తుల్యకర్ణ చార్వ ఆయతాక్షో సన్న స తుల్యకర్ణ శుభ్రవ ఆననం కంబు సుజాత కంఠం శుభ్రవ ఆననం కంబు సుజాత కంఠం తం ద్వయష్ట పరశం సుకుమార పాద కరోరు బాహ్వ అంశ కపోల గాత్రం చార్వ అయతాక్షసోన్నస తుల్యకర్ణ శుభ్రవ ఆననం కంబు సుజాత కంఠం.
చార్యాయ తాక్షోన్నస తుల్యకర్ణ
తమ్ హిమ్ ద్వి అష్ట 16 వర్షం ఇయర్స్ సుకుమార డెలికేట్ పాద లెగ్స్ కర హ్యాండ్స్ ఊరు థైస్ బాహు ఆర్మ్స్ అంశ షోల్డర్స్ కపోల ఫోర్హెడ్ గాత్రం బాడీ చారు బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఆయత బ్రాడ్ అక్ష ఐస్ ఉన్నస హైనోజ్ తుల్య సిమిలర్ కర్ణ ఇయర్స్ సుభ్రు నైస్ బ్రౌస్ ఆననం ఫేస్ కంబు కాన్షల్ సుజాత నైస్లీ బిల్ట్ కంఠం నెక్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ by his divine translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: the son of Vyasadeva was only 16 years old. His legs, hands, thighs, arms, shoulders, forehead and the other parts of his body were all delicately formed. His eyes were beautifully wide and his nose and ears were highly raised. He had a very attractive face and his neck was well formed and beautiful like a conch shell. Purport: a respectable personality is described beginning with the legs and his honored system is observed here with Shukadeva Goswami. He was only 16 years of age. A person is honored for his achievements and not for advanced age. A person can be older by experience and not by age. Shri Shukadeva Goswami, who is described herein as the son of Vyasadeva, was by his knowledge more experienced than all the sages present there, although he was only 16 years old. ఓం తత్సత్. ఓం అజ్ఞానాతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురుః శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసఖితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సుకుమార పాద 16-year-old Shukadeva Goswami is appearing. We discussed yesterday in the wonderful scene on the bank of the Ganges, in the assembly of many, many different sages. They are all coming together there. And Shukadeva Goswami has made his appearance. The beauty of his physique is described here. He was naked and he had a very beautiful physique. Yesterday we discussed that he was surrounded by women and children. Whole lot of them coming along with him. But he was walking oblivious of them. He was looking very beautiful. These are all characteristics of great personalities. Prabhupada mentions. Lakshana. In normal parlance they call it Samudrika Lakshana. You know, great personalities have certain types of characteristics. Some of them may not even look beautiful to certain people. They have very broad foreheads. Their ears are higher. These type of things, their arms go beyond their knees. These type of characteristics. Apart from that, Shukadeva Goswami is also looking very good. He had a very beautiful face. These are all very similar to Krishna. Even his complexion was similar to Krishna. He was blackish. So Krishna also is described in the same way in the Bhagavatam. Yasya ananam, what is that? Charukarna brajat kapola subhagam savilasahasam. Subhagam savilasahasam. Krishna also is described. Yasya ananam. Charukarna, very beautiful. Ears also very beautiful. Brajat kapola subhagam savilasahasam. Forehead, very broad. Vilasahasam, beautiful smile. And the gopis, Nitya Tripti, Nitya Utsava, they were getting. His face was a festival for the gopis. Looking at Krishna's face is a festival for the gopi. Can you imagine the description of the beauty? Looking at Krishna's face, Nitya Utsava, Natya Tripur, they will never get satisfied by keeping on watching Krishna. Pibati, they will be drinking his beauty. Naryo narascha kupita nimishascha. The ladies especially, they were getting angry, kupita, because they had to close their eyelids and they cannot see this beauty of Krishna. Similarly, Krishna's devotees were constantly thinking of Krishna and living only in Krishna consciousness. They may also have physical beauty and characteristics. This is not necessary that every devotee should look so beautiful as Shukadeva Goswami. Otherwise, he is not a devotee. That's not the point here. Naturally, Shukadeva Goswami is beautiful. Right from the mother's womb, he has been Krishna conscious. So he is formed with that beauty. If you are formed in your mother's womb by constantly seeing Krishna and thinking of Krishna, you'll be formed like that. Maybe. So it's not a criterion for pure devotional service that you should look very beautiful. But what? The Lakshana is very important. Those things are great personalities. Shukadeva Goswami is a Mahajana. Mahajano yena ghatasa pantha. We discussed this yesterday. So he was naturally demanding respect from the whole lot of sages. Because everybody by seeing him they knew this person is surely very great. The way he was walking and coming, all hair on his shoulders, eyes like lotus eyes, half closed, beautiful reddish lotus eyes, completely naked, beautiful limbs, body, and completely oblivious of everybody around him. He was walked by just seeing him, they knew that this is a very great personality. But he was only 16-year-old. And who was in the audience? All the great rishis and sages, including Shukadeva Goswami's father, Vyasadev. It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Vyasadev was there, Narada was there, Parashurama was there. Incarnation of Godhead, Parashurama. Vyasadev, literary incarnation of the Lord and the father of Shukadeva Goswami, everybody paid obeisances to him. No criterion, I am father. No criterion, I am so and so. They could all see that he was very, very different. That is the type of Lakshana he had. Everybody paid respects to him. Because there he is a repository of Krishna Bhakti. Oozing with it. If you look at him, you remember only Krishna. And he speaks only Krishna. So when you see such a personality, you will automatically pay obeisances to him. He is completely engaged in devotional service to the Lord. That is why everybody will pay obeisances to him by seeing this beautiful Lakshana. Right? The bearing of the person and everything. Very majestic. And can clearly see that person has got nothing to do with this world. He's got nothing to do with this world. In this way, the appearance of Shukadeva Goswami, the chapter described the appearance, very dramatic, transcendentally dramatic appearance. Coming into the scene, there are sages of various types there. And there is Parikshit Maharaj, who is a king. And he is in a situation where he has renounced everything. So Krishna has sent Shukadeva Goswami to start speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam. From the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami, lotus mouth of Shukadeva Goswami, Sukhamukhat Amrita Dravasamyutam is going to come out. And so the stage is set for that. And here it is mentioned that a person like him should be honored irrespective of his age. Vriddhatvam vayasa vina. One can be experienced, aged, without becoming older. And you must respect that. If somebody has picked up information, knowledge, realization, even though he is younger than you, you must respect him for that. Respect means in various ways. One needs to be respected because he is older by age. One needs to be respected because he is spiritually more advanced. One needs to be respected because he holds a position as a king, as a brahmana, as a guru. Anybody, even in the material world, we respect them because of the position they hold. One needs to be respected because he has knowledge. This is all culture of respect. In Krishna consciousness, in Vaishnava etiquette, we respect each other simply because you are a Vaishnava. That's why we address each other as Prabhu, you are my master. A sannyasi will also address a young person as Prabhu. Because he is desirous of bhakti and he has some element of bhakti and that is very precious and valuable to Krishna, he holds, therefore you call him Prabhu and respect him. Whoever he may be a chandala, lowest caste, but he chants Hare Krishna, we'll call him Prabhu. That's another form of respect. In this way, the culture of respect that we should always keep up. Always keep up. This is what we can see in this. All the sages are bowing down to a 16-year-old boy. And they are all maybe very old. They are all very old. Some smell is coming. You can put on the fan. So, being properly conscious of when to give whom respect, very important to know. For instance, Different people need to be paid different levels of respect. When Krishna came to Hastinapura, at that time, put off the fan. Huh? I said some smell is coming, put on the fan. For others, some special Coimbatore flavor is coming inside. Thanks to Kodishya, the Kodishya flavor, which they have contributed. So, respect, it's a culture. If a person is not respectful, he is not considered very cultured. Even people who want, even the enemy is very cultured and respectful to you. Even if he is an enemy, he should receive him. Grihe shatrum api praptam vishvasvam akuto bhayam. Even a shatru comes to your house, you should receive him with great respect and do the proper necessary things for him. Giving him a seat, giving him water, giving him a mat. This is Vedic culture. So important is paying respect. How you pay respect to people whom you think are your seniors, like that people will understand you also. If you go to a house and you see the son is speaking very rudely to the father, you think something about that person. Speaking so rudely to his father, he has no culture, no respect. Good chance that he'll also treat me like this. His father himself is treating like this. I should be very careful. Immediately you become very respectful to him. Don't treat me like this. So it reflects in a culture of respect. By seeing in a community somebody treated with respect, we also develop respect. In this way we become cultured. By seeing Prabhupada respected in the Western country where people are not used to this type of respect, they were all wondering, why you are paid so much respect? Who are you? One reporter had to go up to Prabhupada and ask, why you are wearing so many gold rings? Why did you come in a Rolls Royce? It's not required for you. You are sannyasi, sadhu, supposed to be a, you know, holy man. Prabhupada immediately asks, why are you envious? He exactly caught on what is happening. Don't be envious. These rings are given to me by my disciples out of love, respect for the knowledge I have given them, for the understanding I have given them. That is their culture. And for a leader of their group, community, for being their guru, they want to serve me by bringing me in a Rolls Royce. That is good for their spiritual life. And I am accepting it as their guru. What's your problem anyway? Why are you getting so envious? And I am not enjoying my ring or my Rolls Royce ride. Basically it is that I just received it as a reciprocation, so that the person knows that I received it and I am using it, and he is very happy and he is encouraged in his service and he does more devotional service. This is the meaning of genuine guru. Somebody else would have been asked, why you are wearing four rings? They would have asked, ring. Afterwards, don't ask these questions, you know. This is not, I am enjoying the respect I am getting. So many people are following me. I am wearing five rings in this hand. I am wearing six rings in this hand, although I have five fingers. I have two in my toes also.
So many, I have necklaces dangling on me. I am a great person. Everybody worships me. Lot of fools worship me. I must be the best of all the fools. Because lots of fools worship one fool. He must be the most foolish among all of them. Then only he will be the leader. You have to be very foolish. Then only you can be the leader of all the fools. Because you don't know who is God, you don't know what respect you are taking, what karma you are gathering on your head, nothing you know, you are a fool. You give something, you get something. Whenever somebody does favor to you, you must immediately do something for them. This is the law of the world. In spiritual knowledge, a sadhu is supposed to give knowledge, teach the person how to worship Krishna, change, move with him in such a way, change his habits and become fixed in Krishna. Whether he acknowledges it or not, he will naturally acknowledge it because he knows it's of great value what you have done to me. Then he wants to reciprocate. How can he reciprocate? He can only reciprocate by giving you something material. So we don't say this is all material. When he gives the gift, gold, throw it. I don't touch gold. So, no, I'm just giving you with affection and love. What are you supposed to do? Suppose say, gold, I don't touch it. No, Prabhupada accepted it. You're giving it with love and devotion. So I'll accept it. I'll wear it for you. So this is respect. It's culture of respect. Fine emotion. So everybody knows when they see Shukadeva Goswami, that this person should be respected. Even before he starts speaking the Bhagavatam, even before they know so much about him, he is worthy of respect. So much. He was commanding respect by spiritual potency. A person should command respect and not demand respect. Demanding respect is very material. In the material world, we see just now elections are over. Everybody is not at all worthy of respect. Most of them. And they actually demand respect. But before election, they are like this. Like servants. Because you had to put vote. Please vote for me. I am your servant. Till you have voted. After that, rascal, what I say, if you don't listen, I'll finish you. So this is demanding respect, not commanding respect. If you have genuine qualities, you will automatically command respect. You don't need a position. You don't need anything. You have value inherently. Therefore, you will command respect. You have values, you have character, you have execution in a particular way that you do. These are most important things. Respect should come naturally and we should not go behind respect. You should give me respect. No. A guru will teach his disciple to give him respect. Bow down. That's the way. He may teach him. That is guru. But he's not going around the whole world and telling everybody bow down. No. Only those people he needs to teach, only those people who have value, then he may teach. Otherwise he doesn't care. Why do we demand respect? Some people don't even show that they demand respect. They become very soft about it. But they actually very much are hungry for it. Pratishtha labha. Puja pratishtha. Worship me, put me on a pedestal, give me a position and appreciate. It's completely mundane and material. But Sukadeva Goswami is being respected simply because of his spiritual potency, his devotion to Krishna. Prabhupada did not demand respect. He automatically commanded respect. By his bearing, by his service, by his gravity, by his knowledge, by his fantastic amount of human welfare that he did. The people thought, this here is a great man. He thinks correctly. He's got a lofty ideal. And he's capable of moving human beings towards that ideal. And the worst of human beings he can bring to this level. He's a great person. In this way, people will automatically give you respect based on the service you do to humanity. Genuine service. That is what a devotee should automatically get. It is not that people should respect me because I am a devotee. It is not that you should become a devotee to get respect. Because in the outside world, nobody respects me. I am just one of the millions of people. But if I become a full-time devotee and I put tilak and shave my head, so many people fall down on my feet here. It's very interesting. Let's do it. Lots of people respect, and you can feel an aura around you whenever people pay obeisances to you. And sometimes you feel you are actually 1 inch above the ground. You have to look down to see, my gosh, am I really floating? Is my feet touching the ground when I walk, or am I gliding? Why are people paying respect to me? This you are lapping up the respect. Pratishthare asha shukarera bhishta. Your desire for getting pratishta, desire for getting respect, that lusty desire you have, that is equal to pig's stool. Shukarera bhishta. Tava harinama kevala kaitava. Your chanting is simply cheating. Because you are chanting for getting this respect only. You are half closed, once in a while you open your eyes and see who is watching. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I hope everybody is watching that I am chanting Hare Krishna and I am a sage, I am a saint. Look at me, freshly shaven. Tilak. Beautiful Kanchimala. I already saw in the mirror and dressed nicely. Sadhu. Some sadhus dress every day. They need a minimum half an hour. Because they have to tie a turban, they have to arrange all the dadi and comb all the things and the mush and everything. It takes time here to be a sadhu. It takes a lot of hard work. It's not easy. Don't think only you work very hard. Those who shave, you think only work very hard. Those who don't shave, how much work you have to do? And if you're shaved sadhu like the Hare Krishna fellows, cha, doesn't look like a sadhu. This looks like a neat guy. Takes a lot of effort. Shukadeva Goswami did not do anything. He was just shabby. And in spite of being shabby, he looks so attractive. Like a diamond-covered diamond. It's because his natural potency coming out. But I have to dress. Then only I'll get respect. These are all mundane and materialistic considerations. Whether one is respected or not, as a devotee, he will render service to everybody. Even if he is insulted, he will render service to the person who insults him. Because his value is not based on the respect people give him. His value is based on his own Krishna conscious realization. His value is based on his own understanding and love that he has developed for Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami was a pinnacle of that type. He didn't need anybody's respect. And because he was so liberated, so free, completely absorbed in Krishna, it was everybody's business to respect him and get mercy. Therefore, in the assembly was even his father Vyasadeva, Parashuram, Narada Muni, they all paid obeisances to him. Such an amazing character is Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, Prabhupada mentions here, very nicely. A respectable personality is described beginning with the legs, and his honored system is observed as Sukadeva Goswami. From the feet onwards up. This is how we take darshan of the Lord, from the feet onwards up. This is how we read Srimad Bhagavatam from the first canto onwards up. First canto is the lotus feet of the Lord. The 10th canto is his face. The 11th canto is his forehead. The 12th canto is his kiridam. So we read Bhagavatam respectfully from the first canto onwards. We take darshan of the deity from the lotus feet onwards. When we respect a senior Vaishnava, we immediately see his lotus feet and offer respects and touch his lotus feet. This is a culture of respect. It helps us to become humbler. It helps us to respect Krishna in the form of his devotee. Before you can directly respect Krishna, become qualified for it. The culture of respect is very, very important. In a society, everybody respects each other. In whatever situation he is respected. The Brahmana even respects the Shudra according to his position. Everybody has got a position in society. When Krishna came to Hastinapura, he respected each one of them in a different way. He was of same age like Bhima and Arjuna, cousins. So he embraced Bhima, he embraced Arjuna. When he saw Yudhishthira, he touched Yudhishthira's feet. His elder to him is the king. Krishna showing how to respect. He touched Krishna's feet. And same way, Nakula Sahadev, they both came and touched his feet. They were younger to him. Then he embraced them. Kunti Devi, seeing Krishna on the chariot ready to go, prayed to him, saying, very nicely, you are respecting me. Because he went and touched Kunti Devi's feet, went around her 3 times and asked blessings, then got on top of her. Because like mother, this is mother, auntie. Then she said, Nato Natyadaro Yata. She told him, what a wonderful actor you are. Best of actors. You are the supreme personality of Godhead. Namaste Purusham Twadyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahiravastitam. Inside and outside you are situated. And Alakshyam, not visible to everybody. Ishwaram Prakrite Param, beyond this Prakriti, you are the supreme personality. And what you are doing? Offering respect to me, offering respect to Yudhishthira, doing this, and offering, taking leave of me very nicely. You are the supreme absolute truth, but you play a role so perfectly. Best of actors, Nato Natyataro Yata, like a player on stage. How perfectly you are doing. Even Krishna, when he was there, he paid respect to everybody. So why not? Will Parashurama and Vyasadeva pay respect to Sukadeva Goswami? Because they all want to culture that sense of respect and move everybody towards Godhead. If they did not do it, others may not do it. If Krishna did not do it, others will not do it. Yadyad acharati sreshta tattat evetaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. Krishna is telling Arjuna, I am also doing all these things properly because people are watching me. I am a great man. And they will do as I do. Therefore, as devotees, we must be very careful how we conduct ourselves, how we respectfully deal with devotees according to different levels. This way we will teach others also. How we commit to our own community's members, a good, civilized, cultured way. That's very important. Prabhupada wanted us to be Brahmanas, a society of Brahmanas who have very high culture, without being born in a Brahmana family. Don't have to be born in a Brahmana family. Many Brahmana families have no culture, no. So in fact, if you are born in a Brahmana family, we have disqualification in Kali Yuga sometimes. Unless very rare families are cultivating and maintaining these things. Very important for us to know and learn the culture of respect from this behavior of the sages and from the behavior of Shukadeva Goswami, who is receiving that respect. He's not saying, no, don't pay obeisances to me, I am very low class, I am fallen, I am this, I am that and all that. He is sitting down and I'll repay you in terms of the Bhagavat. I speak the Bhagavatam and give you such amazing information about Krishna and increase your love for Krishna that you feel what I did is in nothing. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadramayi Ki. So that is why great sages, sannyasis, brahmanas, kings, they all receive respect because they are in that position. It's their duty to receive the respect and give back. Protect the citizens, give them knowledge, save them from maya, give them information of Krishna consciousness. This is what we become indebted to in society. When somebody gives you respect, then you are indebted to that person. This is how it works. It's not that I sit there and lap it up and say, ha ha, very nice, thank you. When a person gets respect, he should feel immediately, oof, he's respecting me. I should do something in return. And the way a sadhu should do is, give him Krishna consciousness, give him a book of Krishna, teach him about Krishna consciousness. This will annul. That's why you are respected. That's why there is culture of respect in a Vedic society. Why? Because each other benefit each other by Krishna consciousness. And everybody respects people because they are in Krishna consciousness. That's why they give respect. And for that they are willing to sacrifice anything. This is of such high value. Therefore we should know the stage is set here. Shukadeva Goswami, such a great personality. It's mentioned here later that he will visit grihastha's houses and stay there only as much as they give him milk, and he drinks it and he just walks off. In every house there'll be a cow and there'll be, you know, drawing the milk. And fresh milk from the cow he would drink and he would just go. That is itself a great opportunity. So, such a great personality. It's a great fortune. They all understand it's a great fortune for us that you are present here. Being grateful to Krishna for sending a devotee, being grateful and conscious of Krishna all the time will help us to respect Krishna consciousness in any form and shape that comes in front of us. In the form of a devotee, in the form of a book, in the form of a message. It's Krishna. So therefore the devotee is respected because he's an ambassador of Krishna consciousness. An ambassador of good fortune for you. Therefore, we thank Krishna, very grateful to Krishna for putting me in touch with the devotee. Everything happens in this world only by the arrangement of the Lord, especially for a devotee. He doesn't outsource managing his devotee's devotional life to any demigod. He personally does it. Everything else you want, dharam dehi, vidyam dehi, that dehi, this dehi, lottery dehi, IT job dehi, give me daughter dehi, give me son-in-law dehi, that, everything, demigods only handle. Outsource to demigods. Blessings, process, outsourcing, BPO. This is material blessing. But spiritual, Bhakti process, no outsourcing, only BP, no O. Bhakti process, Krishna personally handles. Tesham aham samuddartha మృత్యు సంసార సాగరాత్ భవామిని చిరాత్ పార్థ మయ్యావేషిత చేతసాం. మహాత్మనస్తు మాం పార్థ దైవీం ప్రకృతిమాశ్రిత భజంతి అనన్య మనసో జ్ఞాత్వా భూతాదిమవ్యయం. దే ఆర్ అండర్ మై డివైన్ ఎనర్జీ. ఐ విల్ పర్సనలీ పర్ఫార్మ్, లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్. కౌంతేయ ప్రతిజనామి నమే భక్త ప్రణశ్యతి, డిక్లేర్డ్ బోల్డ్లీ అర్జున, మై డివోటీ నెవర్ పెరిషస్. హీ హ్యాస్ మై పర్సనల్ ప్రజెన్స్ అండ్ సపోర్ట్. సో ఇట్స్ వెరీ వాల్యుబుల్. Therefore, we respect those who give us bhakti. Therefore, we respect those who have bhakti. Therefore, we respect bhakti in any form, as prasadam, as garland, as any remnants that come to us. We preserve it. In this way, we advance. Therefore, the culture of respect is so much necessary in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Especially for those who are beginning and aspiring to become pure devotees. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.